all of us have the opportunity of having fun in life. But do we do it? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. All of us have the opportunity in life of having fun, but do we do it? Unfortunately, we don't do it. Unfortunately, we let all of the strange priorities claim us, make demands upon us, and then we live in that aura, in that attitude, and we feel, oh my goodness, what is happening to me? I'm not having any fun. I'm not enjoying life. I'm having a lot of miseries in life. I'm having a lot of unhappiness in life. What am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? Why can't I sleep? Why does the food just sort of lay in my stomach and not digest properly? Why do I have all of these conditions that go on in my life that are not happy conditions? Well, we have a definite answer with that. We've been saying this for a long time, thought through things. And we think, oh, okay, I'll think good thoughts. I'll think happy thoughts. I'll think thoughts that are beneficial to me. I'll think wonderful thoughts. I'll think wonderful thoughts. It's not that. It's not that. You see, the thoughts are all responsive to what our general attitude is. Now, what is our general attitude? What are our priorities? What is it that makes us very happy? I have a wonderful friend and student who is not getting out of life all that he'd like to get. And he's been wondering why that's not so. And then when he takes time to be with himself, to enjoy the things that make him happy, then he feels very good. He feels very wonderful. However, when he goes back to the world that says to him he is supposed to be humorous, he's supposed to be a joyful person, he's supposed to do this and do that, he's supposed to jump on the bandwagon, he's supposed to accomplish certain things, then he begins to feel tense and uptight. He begins to feel irritation. He begins to feel a lack of enjoyment of life. He doesn't like himself anymore. He's dancing to a drummer which is not his own. He is living in a world which is not his own. Oh, true, he created it, as we all create it from time to time, because we think that's the thing for us to do. We create things that say to us that that's the things that we should do. But once we're into it, we say, hey, this is not too cool. This is not where I am. Now, we look at people who are, let's say, beach bums. They live on the beach. They have no job. They have no thing that keeps them up. Somehow, they stay alive. And they're enjoying themselves. They just sort of wander around doing nothing from our worldly point of view. And really, they're quite happy. We look at some of these people we call street people. They have no home. They have a shopping basket that they push around with all sorts of things in it that we would think are quite unimportant. But for them, it's very important. And it's really not so terribly important. If they were to lose it, they just get another shopping basket and fill it up with the things that are fun for them to play with. And we say, what a meaningless existence. What a meaningless way to go through life, pushing a shopping cart around with nothing in it but trash as far as our imagination goes. But then we go back to our childhood. And in our childhood, we find ourselves having treasures that to others are not treasures. having experiences that to others are not beneficial or worthwhile experiences. The children play in the sand and they pretend. The children play hide and seek and they know they're going to find each other. They're not worried about that. The children run and sing and dance in the new grass of the morning and feel the dampness on their feet and on their legs. The children go out in the field and they lay in the grass and they roll and they roll down a hill in the grass and their equilibrium maintains its balance and they just feel wonderful. But they are a little dizzy when they get up, but just a little. And they sort of wiggle around and act as though they're going to fall down, which they thought it could easily do. And after a few minutes, it's like eating a very cold ice cream. It gives you a bad headache for a minute, a real terrible headache for a minute. And then in a moment, it subsides, and you go back and eat some more ice cream. Because the ice cream is so good, and the feeling is not that bad. Well, we have lost our happy priorities in life, and we've taken on a bunch of priorities that are really not who we really are. And taking on these mental priorities about ourselves and about our world, we feel that we have responsibilities that we really don't have. That we have demands upon us that we're the ones who put upon us. We're the ones that allowed them to be placed upon our shoulders by ourselves, usually. By our promises, by our dedication, by our seeking and searching. In reading scientific journals, and I read them peripherally, just with my speed reading program, and in reading these scientific journals, they're pointing out that the amount of information is just categorically growing in a fantastic manner, and that there are so many books and there are so many written words, and they would fill tremendous areas. And these written words are from a variety of sources, some important by some standards. But now it just grows and grows and grows. Now, take a look at this objectively, if you can, and see how every single moment the amount of information grows. And everyone in the world doesn't have an opportunity to be aware of all that knowledge. In fact, the laws of the state of California are so diverse and so broad and so vast that no one, not even the judges themselves, have the slightest idea what all these laws are. So when someone comes along and violates a law that somebody happened to know, the judge has his assistants go through all the records and find out all the relevant information about that law and how it is being handled and what cases has been held on that and how it is done. And then the judge reads those particular things, and then he himself comes up with a new opinion about the law. And he puts that opinion upon the person involved, and then they are subject to it. Now, we're all subject to that law. We're all subject to those rules if we are a citizen of the United States and if we live in California. But yet, what is it that we do? How can we exist in a universe that is so complex and getting more complex every moment? What we do is we just live common sense. What is it that makes up common sense? Oh, common sense is, what is it? Go ahead, tell me. If you can tell me what makes up common sense, you're brilliant. Well, no, I'm brilliant, so I'm going to tell you what makes up common sense. What makes up common sense is what, when we do that which is our nature to do, and it makes us happy. Be yourself and have fun. When we can live our life from this premise of being ourselves and having fun, then all of the activities in life that would overwhelm us, all of the things that are facing us every moment of every day and causing us such a complexity that we feel, when will it ever end? When we go about our daily work, if it is not being ourselves and having fun, then we will never satisfy ourselves or anybody else. When we are living in our world and we make promises to people, oh, I'll be there, just a sec, just a minute, no time at all, and then we are not there in a second, in no time at all. We have a life that's lying before us now. I'm not trying to tell you or me to slow down or speed up. I'm not telling us to violate any principles or any laws. I'm not telling us to become indigent or to become irresponsible in any way. All I'm suggesting is that we be ourselves and have fun in our life. And to be ourselves and have fun means we do those things that delight us. We do those things that fulfill us. And any promise we ever make is only to ourselves. Oh yes, I'll be there in a minute. That's to ourselves. Now others may put a reliance on that promise that we make and expect us to be there in a moment, but that's their problem. That's their problem. My only goal in life is to be myself and have fun. Now myself is that which pleases me, that which makes me happy, that which gives me delight, that which makes me feel that I'm living in a world that is a joyful world. And certainly, making promises I don't keep is not living in a joyful world, because then I'm living with priorities that I don't pay attention to. If I go around hurting other people, I only open myself up to being hurt. If I go around speaking unkindly about other people, I open myself up to being spoken of unkindly myself. If I go around and set up so many priorities, set up so many demands upon my time and my life, that I haven't even begun to to do the things, then I get ulcers and frustration, and I get anxiety, and I get things going on in my body that say, why are you doing this to yourself? And I say, I'm doing this to myself because I'm living in a world of other people's requirements. No, you aren't. You're living in a world of your requirements. The beach bum is doing what he wants to do. The street person is doing what they want to do. The scientist is doing what he wants to do. The multi-billionaire is doing what he wants to do or she wants to do. People are always doing what they want to do. Well, gee, it'd be kind of nice to have money. Don't kid yourself. When you have money, you are responsible for how you manage it and how you keep it and how you continue to have it grow and be in your world. When you don't have money, nobody expects you to do anything in that relationship. You have the privilege of being yourself and having fun. I have the privilege of being myself and having fun. And every moment of my life should be dedicated to figuring out what is being myself figuring out what is having fun. And when I do that, I will return to the core of my being, my original purity and integrity. And I will live the divine, wonderful life that I created myself to live. And I will be peace. I will be harmony. I will be wholeness. I will be love. I'll be fulfillment. I'll be, oh, all the things that I think make my life happy. And again, it's not things, it's attitudes. All the attitudes that make my life happy. We go around, we look at other people, we say, he's got a good attitude. Oh my goodness, I'd love to have an attitude like that. You can. She is such a mellow person. Nothing disturbs her. She's not touched by anything except what makes her happy. What a beautiful being. Well, that's you and that's me. When we be ourselves and have fun in all that we do in life. Nice, isn't it? Well, do it. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.